Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
It's nothing but new music this hour, featuring songs from artists like Poet Voices, David Staton, the Collingsworth Family, Beyond the Ashes, Karen Peck and New River, Doug Anderson, and the Taylors. My guest co-host today is Brooklyn Collingsworth of the Collingsworth Family, and this family, when they hit the stage, I think, and I've said this before on air, I think people who've never heard the group before might get this thought of, okay, is this going to be a variety show? Is this going to be like a Partridge Family? What are we going to hear? And then they're blown away when the Collingsworth Family brings all the talents onto the stage, and with harmony, with the instruments. I mean, you guys really have taken gospel music by storm, and you know, you could say that and be hyperbolic in some ways, but not with the Collingsworth Family. It really is true. Brooklyn, we love what you guys do.
Well, thank you very much. It is true. We are a family. We are a true family. And yeah, we do have a lot of variety. We have the violins going on with me and my sister. My brother plays a little guitar. My dad plays a trumpet. My mom's got a piano solo thing all her own. But our favorite thing to do is sing harmony together because we are a true family.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to your song in a bit because I do love it. When I hear it, I turn the radio up. And you know, that can be rare sometimes for radio people because we hear these songs so much. But this one is still so exciting. We'll get to that in a bit. But we've got some great artists that we're going to hear some new songs from. And on the list, this has a cool sound to it. And I'm sure good friends of yours, because they seem to make friends everywhere they go. Karen Peck and New River.
Oh, yes. Karen Peck and New River, they're so much fun. Karen, Susan, and Jeff Hawes. And we actually got to go overseas with them to Sweden last year, so we got to know each other a little better. And just such friendly people, very, very sweet.
Well, here they are. It's Good Things Are Happening, and you're listening to it on a New Music Spotlight. I'm Daniel Britt and Friends.
We gotta stop listening to all the bad news, the gossip, the economy. Come on, we gotta choose to trust in the one who knows the way. Us down, trust in the answers and the hope that can be found, 'cause good things are happening today. Good things are happening. I don't have to worry about anything, 'cause God's sending blessings down my way. I can lift my head up high, 'cause he has promised he will provide, and good things are happening today. When clouds are growing dark and the thunder starts to roll, we never have to wonder if the Lord is in control. See, there can be favor in the rain. Even though we doubt and the outlook is grim, we can say with confidence in Him. He will provide it. Good things
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. It's a new music spotlight. Karen Peck and New River there. Poet Voices right now. And this is a new song, Pouring Rain.
The place I'm standing is thirsty ground. The well is empty and the grass is brown. The fields are dried up. No more to gain. What I wouldn't give for some pouring rain. Pouring rain is always free, but the waters of heaven inside of me. When I'm soaked to the roots, I'll never be the same. Wouldn't give for some pouring rain. I walked so far in a barren land, pulling away from your loving hand. I'm in so much trouble, Lord, so much pain. What I wouldn't give some pouring rain. Pouring rain is always free, but the waters of heaven inside of me. When I'm soaked to the roots, I'll never be the same. What I wouldn't give for some pouring rain.
Daniel Britt and Friends. Brooklyn Collingsworth is my special guest co-host today, playing some new sounds. And up next, I've got the classic song, Don Francisco. Several artists have done it, both in Christian circles and in secular. But then you bring David Phelps to the forefront to sing this lead part, of course, the Gaither Vocal Band, and He's Alive. You travel with the Gaithers a lot. Does this song ever get old when you see it staged?
Never, ever. David Phelps never gets old, put it that way. But no, this song is absolutely, it's one of those, well, it's a tearjerker, but it also, it's one of those things like, go Jesus, you know? It's like, yeah. You're so excited. You know, the resurrection is just an amazing thing. So actually, I got a chance to do the background vocals on this one time, live at night, at one of the concerts somewhere. And it was so invigorating. Oh my goodness, it was just amazing. It was really fun to be able to stand up there behind that song and say, this is what I believe, you know, look out.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my little boy likes it, but he doesn't call it He's Alive. He calls it, hey, Dad, can we hear the song? Then John runs up ahead.
Yeah, I guess he caught one word, huh?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And that's not probably very few songs like this that you can just say to anybody on the street corner, if you heard the song He's Alive, and they can probably say, yeah, I've heard that one. You know, that one in Amazing Grace, and, you know, maybe Because He Lives or something. But here it is, Gaither Vocal Band featuring David Phelps on a new music spotlight here on Daniel Britt and Friends.
The gates and doors were barred and all the windows fastened down.
I spent the night in sleeplessness and rose at every sound, half in hopeless sorrow and half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. Then just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle and a voice began to call. I hurried to the window, looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. But there was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. John stood there beside me as she told us where she'd been. She said they've moved him in the night and none of us knows where. Oh, the stone's been rolled away and now his body isn't there. So we both ran to the garden, then John ran on ahead. We found the stone, an empty tomb, just the way that Mary said. But the winding sheet they'd wrapped him in was just an empty shell. And how or where they'd taken him, it was more than I could tell. Well, something strange had happened there, just what I did not know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high, 'cause I'd seen them crucify him. And then I saw him die. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I'd promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. And even if he was alive, it could never be the same. And suddenly, the air was filled with strange and sweet perfume. Light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. Then Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. And I fell down on my knees and I just clung to him and cried. Then he raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release, and every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
This is Daniel Britton, friends.
Nothing but new sounds this hour. My guest co-host is Brooklyn Collingsworth of the Collingsworth family. But right now, here's a new song from Beyond the Ashes.
Judas led the soldiers to the garden where he prayed. Jesus was arrested by the ones he came to save. Swords and clubs and angry words were coming from all sides. Jesus only saw the broken hearts of his accusers that night. He was guilty of compassion for the lonely and the weak, guilty of forgiving and setting prisoners free, guilty of believing the highest price was not too much, but most of all, the sinless Lamb of God was guilty of love. Pilate said of Jesus, "I find no fault in this man." Still the crowd said, "Crucify," and would not understand. Pilate washed his hands and then he set Barabbas free. Jesus was their only hope, but they were too hard-hearted to see. Oh, he was guilty of compassion for the lonely, of forgiving and setting prisoners free, guilty of believing the highest price was not too much, but most of all, the sinless Lamb of God was guilty of love that sees the best inside the worst of us.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Brooklyn Collingsworth is here. She's my guest co-host for this as we feature some of the best new sounds in gospel music. And sometimes these new sounds come from newer names, newer household names. And this group I've been hearing a lot of good things about, especially lately. It's the Taylor, another family group, Brooklyn, the Taylor family.
Yep, that's right. The Taylors are some of the sweetest families I have ever met. We actually just sang with them recently. My favorite thing about them is that everything they sing, you believe it because they act the exact same way backstage as they do on stage. They are real people.
And that's very, very important. And, not probably unlike the same comments we hear about the Collingsworth family. That's always cool to see. And cause family, you can sometimes have your biggest disagreements on a family bus, but you guys, whatever you do to pull through any kind of common family disagreements that we all would have, you guys are so unified and in harmony on stage, and the Taylors doing such a great thing here with a song about what they believe. It's called Sing Me the Story. New music spotlights here on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Many songs have been written that etch their place in time, from creation to they've all been put to rhyme, but the song of all the ages was written on a tree. Would you sing me that old story of what Jesus did for me?
Sing me the story of how he bled and died. Take me to the mountain, let me see him crucified. Remind me of that place I found victory through his loss. Sing me the story of the cross.
I love the songs of heaven that tell of his return. They comfort and prepare me for that place and time I yearn. But the song that overwhelms me fills my spirit like a flood was written by a nail-scarred hand and pinned in his own blood.
Sing me the story of how he bled and died. Take me to the mountain, let me see him.
Sisters cried, it's all they knew to do, until they heard the living word was coming into view. Then Martha ran to meet this man who wiped away her fear. She turned around and cried out loud, hey Mary, listen here. Good news is coming down the road, good news is on its way. I've got a blessed assurance inside, that's why I can say. Weeping may endure for the night, but I see the break of day. Good news is coming down the road, good news is on its way. Like those who cried when Lazarus died, my heart has felt the pain. Down through the years of bitter tears, but say all hope is in vain. But I have come this far with one who's never failed me.
That is why I'll prophesy great joy is just ahead. Good news is coming down the road. Good news is on its way. I've got a blessed assurance inside. That's why I can say, weeping may endure for the night, but I see the break of day. Good news is coming down the road. Good news is on its way. Good news is coming down the road. Good news is on its way. I've got a blessed assurance inside. That's why I can say, oh, weeping may endure for the night, but I see the break of day. Good news is coming down the road.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Brooklyn Collingsworth, one of the Collingsworth family members, with us now. And Brooklyn, your song is up next. And I say it's your song. I was talking to your dad about it. And of course, in a family group especially, you guys can trade off parts so much so that sometimes I think I have to try to keep up. Now, who is singing what part here? Correct me if I'm wrong. Philip Jr. takes the first part, and then Courtney takes the middle part, and then you bring it home at the end, right?
That is correct.
Oh,
yes.
Good.
Normally Philip will start out a song because he's in a lower range and we actually have somewhere to go at the end.
Yeah, that's right. And it's just another rainy day. So how did you choose this song, or where did this come from? Do you remember?
Let's see. I know we had a demo. Someone, I want to say it was maybe Daywind or something, but sent us a demo of this song. I think it may have been Terry Franklin singing it. And Dad jumped on it as soon as he heard it. My dad has always been intrigued with the story of Noah, because he always says, you know, you had to think that Noah had no clue what rain was. He had never seen it before, and yet God told him to build this huge boat, you know, and out of obedience, he did it anyway. Yeah. And so my dad saw that song and says, yep, that's for us, for sure.
Well, and you're married now, and so as life is going by so fast, I mean, you kind of remember back to the Noah and the Ark days at Sunday school and stuff like that, and it's kind of like, it's such a beautiful story for elementary kids, but, you know, Jonah, Noah, these stories have some deep, deep meanings that if you can put away even your preconceived ideas about the elementary part of it and get down to the deep part, I mean, what your dad said is very profound.
Oh, I totally agree. I mean, obedience in itself is super important. I mean, and also we have a lot of people come to the concerts to just come up and say, I want the Ark song. I want the Ark song, you know? And so it's super catchy, but at the same time, it's got a great message. So we like to have, my mom says we can't sing Sweet By and By all the time with teenagers. They got something upbeat. So.
Yeah, that's right. And this is a fun song. I love it. And here it is, Collingsworth Family with Brooklyn Collingsworth, our guest co-host today, Daniel Britt, my friend.
Storm clouds are coming and you're still humming yesterday's victory tune. You got it all together, but you haven't seen the weather that's coming when the day is through. But if you stop and listen and just pay attention to the word God has today, He knows what you need and you can believe anything He has to say. If God says build an ark, it won't be just another rainy day. If God tells you to start, you better not hesitate. He's got a master plan, he's working, and the best thing for you to do is obey. If God says build an ark, it won't be just another rainy day.
The day you just trust and obey. to start. You better not hesitate. He's got a master plan, he's working, and the best thing for you to do is obey.
If God says build an ark, it won't be just another rainy day.
Well, if God says build an ark, it won't be just another rainy day. If God tells you to start, you better not hesitate. He's got a master plan, he's working, and the best thing for you to do is obey.
God says build an ark, it won't be
just another rainy day. God says build an ark, you better start building that ark. If God says build an ark,
the Collingsworth family. Now to David Staton with special guest Taranda Green. Hi, I'm Daniel Britt.
And this is Brooklyn Collingsworth, and you are listening to a new music spotlight on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Sometimes you put me on a pedestal and say that I am special when you hear my song. Thanks for listening. Your kindness is encouraging, but while I have your attention, I don't want to get this wrong. When you think about amazing, don't think of me. When you consider things worth praising, don't let to humbly say, when you think about amazing, don't think of me. When you consider things worth praising, don't let it be. Anything I've done, but there is only one. When you're calling someone great, consider me.
listening to Daniel Britt and Friends New Music Spotlights here. Next on the list, Brooklyn, Doug Anderson of Ernie Haas and Signature Sound. And of course, you know, I think he had to install a special button on his keyboard for his computer that was an automatic reply. No, I'm not leaving. No, I'm not leaving. No, I'm not leaving. Because, you know, it's with Ernie's blessing that he did this solo project, and everybody seems to be loving it.
It really is a great project. My sister Courtney and my brother Philip and I actually got to do background vocals on one of the songs on this project. We have so much fun doing that. And Doug has got one of those signature voices where it kind of stands out on his own. And so, man, I totally support him going out and doing a solo album. And I know people are going to love this. This song basically just says, you know, do what good we can here on earth because we're not going to be here forever.
Yeah.
And so it's real catchy and real cute, and I think he does a great job on it.
Doug Anderson here on a New Music Spotlight. It's Daniel Britt and Friends.
Today I stood singing songs and saying amen, singing goodbye to an old friend. He seemed so young when he spent his life working hard to chase a dollar, putting off until tomorrow the things he should have done. Made me stop and think, what's the hurry, why the running? I don't like what I'm becoming. Gonna change my style, take my time, and not take it all for granted, 'cause we're only here for a little while. I'm gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, though it means an extra mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, 'cause we're only here for a little while. I'll never see tomorrow. Treat each day as though it's borrowed, like it's precious as a child. Oh, take my hand, let us reach out to each other, 'cause we're only here for a little while. I'm gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, an extra mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, 'cause we're only here for a little while. I'm gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, though it means an extra mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, 'cause we're only here for a little while. Yes, we're only here, you know we're only here, 'cause we're only here for a little while.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Right now, it's a new song from the Old Paths Quartet on this New Music Spotlight edition of our show with my guest co-host, Brooklyn Hollingsworth.
We just heard from the captain, our commander standing tall. There's a fire in his eyes, he's about to show us all. Soon we'll sweep across this land. Are you ready for one more battle stand? Hear the battle cry. Are you ready to fight side by side until the victory's won? Put on the shield of faith, the sword of truth be on your way. Marching orders in the upper room that day, when the power of his spirit fell,
and raise God's army great. Many battles we have won, but one more fight and we are done. Are you ready for one more battle stand? Hear the battle cry. Are you ready to fight side by side until the victory? Sword of truth, be on your way. Are you ready for one more battle stand? Hear the battle cry. Are you ready to fight side by side until the victory's won? Put on the shield of faith, the sword of truth, be on your way.
This hour on Daniel Britt and Friends, and Jeff and Sherry Easter are up next. Brooklyn Collingsworth, my guest co-host, and obviously with all the touring you do, I know how busy Jeff and Sherry stay, so undoubtedly your paths cross a lot.
They have. I know Morgan and Easter, their daughter, has spent quite a bit of time on our bus and late night movies or whatever, you know, on the tour. But yeah, we have a lot of fun with them. My dad and Jeff get along real well. I know they talk on the phone every once in a while, and Mom and Sherry get along really well. I think they're similar in age group and everything. So they're such great people, and we love them. They did a great job. I mean, if you like bluegrass, they are who you should be listening to.
Oh, absolutely.
And this song is super neat. It basically tells you life isn't easy, but you know you can see the light at the end of the tunnel, and Jesus is going to help you. So it's a really good song.
Jeff and Sherry Easter, you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
I may not be over the mountain, but I can see the other side. Just a glimpse makes me wanna lift up my hands, throw back my head and smile. This journey has left me weary, but I know God's been faithful to guide. And I may not be over the mountain, but I can see the other side.
One of the darkest, the winter was oh so cold. Clouds had covered my blue skies, the mountain that left me so low. And then the dawn became a new morning, the seasons began to turn. The sun came peeking its head through the clouds as the climb helped me to learn that I may not be over the mountain, but I can see the other side. And just a glimpse makes me wanna lift up my hands, throw back my head and smile. This journey has left me weary, but I know God's been faithful to guide. And I may not be over the mountain, but I can see the other side. Sometimes the circumstances, but sometimes it's the view. So keep your eyes on things that matter, and you'll rise above that view. Over the mountain, but I can see
the other side. Just a glimpse makes me wanna lift up my hands, pull back my head and smile. This journey has left me weary, but I know God's been faithful to guide. And I may not be over the mountain, but I can see the other side. No, I may not be over the mountain, but I can see the other side. And I may not be over the mountain, but I can sure see the other side.
Yeah.
Jeff and Sherry Easter. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends New Music Spotlight. My guest co-host, Brooklyn Collingsworth, playing some great tunes. Right now, here's a brand new one by a new group, Canton Junction.
Daniel prayed so earnestly, but nothing seemed to change. I know his heart was troubled by the 21st day. God sent down an angel, said, I've heard your every plea. He's been taking care of business, and he's mindful of your need. Hold on a little longer, for the answer is on the way. Hold on a little longer, heaven heard you when you pray. The adversary fought you when he knew you couldn't see. But reinforcement showed up and brought a victory. Hold on, child, the answer is on the way. You might be in a conflict, struggling for your life. Like Job, you feel forsaken in the middle of the fight. But rest assured, you're not alone, for God goes with you. Step aside out of his way and let deliverance through. Hold on a little longer, for the answer is on the way. Hold on a little longer, heaven heard you when you pray. The adversary fought you when he knew you couldn't see. The reinforcement showed up and brought a victory. Hold on, child, the answer is on the way.
And you are listening to a new music spotlight on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Jenny's got more month than she's got money. Works three jobs, she's barely getting by. Bob got a word, his mom's been told it's cancer. So many questions, and all of them ask why. We're living in a broken world won't give you any answers. Everything is upside down, wrong is right, and right is wrong, but not for long, no, not for long. This broken world is cradled by a Savior. nothing here can take him by surprise. Someday all this hurting will be over, and every tear's been wiped away and dry. But for now, we're living in a broken world, but not for long. No, not for long. Spends her waking hours praying. Her child's done gone, left everything behind. Daddy's getting tired, his faith is fading. You can't get water from a well that's running dry. We're living in a broken world, and a broken world won't give you any answers. Everything is upside down. Wrong is right and right is wrong, but not for long. No, not for long.
Listening today, you've heard an hour full of music that's new, but it's exciting, and it gives hope for gospel music lovers when they think, well, can these songwriters do anything different? Can these artists do anything else that has never been done before? And then you hear an hour like today, and you're encouraged. What about you, Brooklyn? You find that people look at the Collingsworth family, they think, oh, they're so conservative. They're not going to be a fun-loving bunch. And then, you know, all the stereotypes are blown away. I think you guys have a ton of fun, and you're so creative. And we got to talk about the violin. I mean, everybody knows your mom plays the piano like nobody else. And I'm a guy, and I'm not supposed to be this way. And so if you say that I said this, they'll say you lied. But, you know, you girls play the violins, and it just, I just melt. I don't know what it is, but you guys are talented, and the songs you play, they're so rich. I think you're very... Everybody says this, but I think you guys really are thoughtful when you pick the songs that you pick to present a particular message that's deep.
Yes, we are thoughtful in the songs that we pick. My mom always wants us to memorize the words of anything that we play before we start playing it, because if it doesn't speak to us, then, you know, how in the world is anybody going to get anything out of it in the chairs, you know, sitting out in the crowd? So, my mom usually, with Courtney and I, will go in the music room. And, you know, a lot of times we'll look through the hymnal because that's, the stuff that people know.
Yeah.
And so anyway, we'll go through and we'll find something. Hey, you know what? We could do something with this. So we'll come up with an arrangement. We'll, we'll practice it for a week or two, and then we'll try it out on stage. And so right now we're playing a song called The Prayer, which is not out of the hymn book, but it's a song that Celine Dion and Andre Bocelli did that's actually quite well known. Yeah. I believe Lauren Talley and David Phelps did a version of it as well.
Yeah, I had it. We had it at our wedding. Yeah.
Did you? Oh, yeah. It's such a pretty song. And so most people come up, I recognize that. So beautiful. You know, they really enjoy that song. So that's the newest thing we're doing right now.
You're great for taking time to do this. And of course, we love the entire family and had I think most of you on at one point or another on this show, and just can't seem to get enough. And America seems to agree, because any of the events we're at, any of the conventions we're at, you guys have your hands full of people who absolutely love you and what you're doing. And so you got lots of support going out there.
We definitely do have lots of support. People are so sweet to us. And I really appreciate that.
And you and Courtney both are still, I guess you'd still consider yourself fairly newlyweds. So people want to follow you guys, connect through the Collingsworth, the website?
Yes, the website is thecollingsworthfamily.com. Or we also have a Collingsworth Family Facebook, which keeps up to date with pictures. And a lot of times they will post videos from tours and things like that. So if you want to stay up to date with us, go visit those two places.
Brooklyn Collingsworth, Collingsworth family, thanks for being here today. It's been fun playing these tunes with you.
You are very welcome. Thanks for having me. I've enjoyed it.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, each week Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern Gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.